Next on K1, our community connection brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartles Hill and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, along with First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors. And we'll bring you up to date on the school supply drive when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and the Bartlesville Make That Washington County School Supply Drive, and my annual conversation with Carol Beck and Sherry Smith. Good morning, ladies. Nice
good
to have you.
Good morning, Charlie.
I know we've talked about this before, and maybe some of the listeners say, oh, okay, I've heard it all before, but things change, and there are a lot of people who this will be their first time to have to sign up and find out maybe they just moved to town, or they just now have youngsters of school age, and so it didn't apply to them last year.
That's exactly right, Charlie. Pack the Backpacks are starting to take applications. We started on July 5th, and you can sign up the entire month of July through the 30th, which will be on a Saturday. Agape's the one that's open on Saturday. So please make sure that if you are in need of school supplies, that you find out what class your child's going to be in, what school they're going to, because unless we have the complete application filled out, you run the risk of not getting those supplies. You only get generic if we don't know. So grandparents, you know, whoever's signing these children up, make sure that you know where they're going, what class they're in, because these supplies, our workers work very hard to pack those supplies exactly for that child, that class, that school, which to the child makes all the difference in the world, because everybody starts on the same level.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing without. Everybody's got something to start school with, and we want their school year to be the best. We want to encourage them to go to school, get a good education, so they can go out and get a good job.
Well, and I like the fact that you are packing a custom pack for that kid, for
yes.
the second grade
yes.
at Wayside or whatever.
Yes, and many communities across the state, they just have a sack of generic items, pencil, paper, crayons, you know, but that's not
which
the way
not,
we...
Which is good stuff.
Which is wonderful, but that's not the way we do it. Now, you need to make an application, like I said, and you can do that at Concern, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 2:45. You can do it at Agape, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 1:45. And you can do it at Mary Martha, Monday and Wednesday from 9 to 11, and Thursdays, 12 to 2. Is it on the website?
Yes.
If it's on the, you know, if you've got a computer and you forget what I'm telling you, go on packthebackpacks.org. And you can sign up to volunteer. You can see what times the giveaway is, when the packing is. We also, not only do you need to apply, but we need volunteers like crazy, because this is the time that we are getting everything packed. And or if you can't volunteer, we're asking that you donate money. It costs about $50,000 a year to do these 2,500 kids. So if you have supplies, you can drop them off at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenborg, and Barclay, Arvest Bank, I'm doing this without glasses, Tallgrass Estate.
I give you mine, but it doesn't help.
Yeah. Tallgrass Estate, Cytel, Concern, and Agape.
And Carol, I know this is something that's been going on for a countless number of years, and I could probably count them, but I don't want to do the math.
I think about 17 years. We started in 2001, I believe.
It's kind of, as several organizations just kind of said this is a good idea and worked together for the first time doing it, and then became its own nonprofit.
Yes, we're our own charitable organization, and our goal is to help those in financial need to help their students start school exactly, you know, everybody is the same when they start school. And you wouldn't believe the teachers appreciate this so much.
Yeah,
so
but school doesn't start on the same day this year, but the students are starting off on the same foot.
Right. And just want to go back and tell some information. This is just for Washington County schools.
And
Osage Hills and Bowring. That those are the feeder schools to Washington County. And it's from Head Start to 12th grade. We can't help college or homeschool. So we're sorry, you know, you have to put a limit on it. So these are just for those schools
in
Washington County.
And I'm sure you get a few students somewhere along the line who, you know, grandma lives in Bartlesville, but they go to school in Nowata or whatever, that you're disappointing some people, but you have to define your program, draw some lines someplace.
Well, absolutely. With 2,500 kids, you have to make a guideline. And so we do the best that we can do. If they're from another community, we hope that people in the other communities will start and do something. I know that Melinda and Bob and everybody on the board would love to teach people how to do this in their own communities. If we can do it, they can do it. You just got to have people that are dedicated and want to see their kids in their community succeed.
Yeah.
So we would love to replicate ourselves and teach people how to do this.
And I know that always solicit supplies to help put things in the backpack, but you've been collecting supplies for all year. Right now.
Yes. The day after giveaway. We're starting for next year.
and I know that right now the best people can help other than volunteering their time is kind of like, again, send 10s and 20s.
Oh, absolutely. You know, every year it takes a little more money. The purchasers that buy the school supplies, you know, they start the day after a giveaway, and you know, they always have those good sales after school starts. You want to send a check to help, you can send it to WCSSD, which stands for Washington County School Supply Drive, P.O. Box 2031, Bartlesville, Oklahoma 74005. And you know, it takes everybody working together. $5, $500, $5,000, whatever you can do.
and you probably will have accepted all of those sometime
later. Absolutely. And even the people that are accepting the supplies because they're having a hard time, we ask them if they can make a $5 donation. It helps. Every penny helps because everything goes to buy supplies.
Yeah. And as part of seed money for next year.
Absolutely.
Although there are years, and I'm sure probably every year, but I'm going to say there are years that you have to go out the last minute and buy more, I don't care, notebook paper or pencils.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, you think you're going to have enough, and then you don't have enough. So,
yeah.
You know. And there's new people moving to town all the time. I know just the last quarter, Agape's seen 181 people they've never seen before. And so, you know, we don't understand all the reasons, but, you know, there's new people every year. That's moving back to town.
So. And some, like you said, some of them are moving back. Some of them are moving here because of opportunities that they have found.
Right.
Maybe, you know, just haven't gotten things rolling for them yet. And
well, you know, because Bartlesville is the best community there is in the whole state as far as we're concerned.
Well,
so.
I hope too many of the listeners wouldn't disagree with
that's
you.
That's right.
But, you know, this is something that it takes the dollars, it takes the supplies. Thanks to folks like St. Luke's that store a lot of this stuff for you for nearly a year.
Well, St. Luke's does an awesome job because, you know, they are a church, by the way. But they have backpacks from one end of that church to the other, you know, and supplies. And, you know, they've been great to help us for almost 17 years. So we appreciate them. We appreciate all the people that helps us pack. We appreciate the board. Bob and Melinda work tirelessly, you know, trying to organize this. And, I mean, you know, everything is down to an art now after they've done it this long. And so we just appreciate people volunteering and helping get this done because by the time school starts, then we can breathe a sigh of relief and start on next year.
There you go. Sign-ups, it's a pretty easy process. And, by the way, only sign up once, please.
Yes. Yes, if you have two or three children and maybe mom has a day off and she thinks, I'm going to go sign them up, maybe grandma signed them up, you guys communicate with each other. Make sure you only sign them up one time. Because, and do that before the 30th. That way we know that they're going to get their custom-made supplies.
Yeah. We're going to continue our Pack the Backpacks conversation and ask you to get involved and maybe give you a few more details on what you might need to sign up when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, talking about the Washington County School Supply Drive. We'll call it Pack the Backpacks for short, but really the name of the organization is the School Supply Drive. And again, Sherry Smith and Carol Beck helping us out with all the details. Only sign up once, and that's once any place. You don't have to go to Concern sign up and then go to Mary Martha and sign up.
That's right. Make sure that you sign up at Concern or Agape or Mary Martha. Again, Concern is at 333 Penn, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 2:45. Agape Mission, we're at 309 South Busey, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 1:45. Or Mary Martha Outreach, they're at 1845 Southwest 4th, which is right next door to United Grocery Supermarket. They are Monday and Wednesday, 9 to 11, and Thursdays, 12 to 2. Also, I want to put a note out there for all the Copan students. Copan School starts early this year.
Yeah,
it's on August 3rd.
Yeah.
So their giveaway is going to be August the 2nd. So make sure you get in and get your kids signed up. Packing, we need all kinds of volunteers to help us pack. The packing day is August 6th and 7th at St. Luke's. And then the giveaway will be August 8th. And 9th at St. Luke's.
And so, again, for everybody, you have to sign up by the end of this month.
By July the 30th, which is a Saturday, and that day is Agape will be open, and that will be the day that everybody needs to be done. So get in and get your applications filled out. I will tell you that on the application, make sure that you bring a photo ID when you pick up on August 8th or 9th.
It probably would be a good idea if they have a photo ID when they actually fill out the
paper. Well, the application actually asks for if they have a photo ID and what that number is, yes. We want to make sure that we give our supplies to the correct person and everybody gets what they need.
Right. And of course, that's important. Again, you need to know what school your youngster goes to. And
school, class, teacher, whole nine yards. Yeah. Grade.
And
make sure you know
and whether they're a boy or a girl. So, because some schools ask for different things for boys and girls.
Sure.
Yeah.
But again, I think for the somebody other than mom or dad, it's important to know all that stuff. Because just because they went to, for instance, Wayside this year, maybe.
Right.
They transferred over to, I don't care, Hoover.
That's right. Make sure you know what school. Also, if you know, I know people hearing us going down the road, they may not be able to stop and write something down. Go to packthebackpacks.org, and you can find out all the information that we're telling you.
Yeah.
So go there, and if you want to volunteer and help us pack, we'd love to know ahead of time we have enough people. Go to packthebackpacks.org and sign up to volunteer.
And
or sign your groups up to volunteer.
And if you can only help out for an hour, that's okay.
Yes, absolutely. Everything matters.
There's so much information on the website. And what's really neat is the photos on there that you can see the enormous number of backpacks and the volunteers helping. It's and the excited faces on the kids.
You know, I have been to manufacturing operations, and they've got the robots moving this and moving that, and you've got assembly lines with stuff hanging from the ceiling. None of that happens at St. Luke's.
We are physical people. You actually, in fact, it's some people just pack one backpack at a time. I know I've packed in the past, and I might have two or three backpacks, you know, at the same school. And then you go, they've got it all organized. It's amazing how you do it. And you just go up and down the tables, and you see your list, and you start packing the backpacks. And it's amazing how many that you get done. And it's fun. Everybody has a great time doing it.
And then I'm guessing somebody follows you along and checks up to make sure that everything...
Oh, then we have people that check to make sure they're the right things in there. And even the parents, when the day the child gets their backpack, they get the list, they go through and double check, making sure that they have everything in there. And you know, considering how many we pack, there's very few mistakes.
Right. But I probably, most of the mistakes are free in the filling out the original paperwork, because the parent or grandparent or whoever did the best they could, but didn't have all the right stuff.
Well, then, you know, something might happen where they got tested and they might have to repeat a grade. Or they at the last minute had to move in with a grandparent and change schools. So we are very accommodating that. Day we have people there that will repack your backpack for you, because we want all those that signed up to get the exact thing that they need.
Yeah.
But we're hoping those are very few. And last year they were.
Yeah.
Again, I know you mentioned it, Carol, but I want to emphasize to the Copan listeners that a little bit different time. You still have to be signed up by the end of the month, but you're almost coming right back to pick it
up. Yeah, that's right. And it will be, the giveaway will be August 2nd, because Copan school starts on August the 3rd. So we want those Copan students to know that even though the regular giveaway is not till the 8th or 9th, these ladies are going ahead and getting all the Copan students that we have apply, getting theirs packed and done so they can give them away on August the 2nd.
We have special volunteers that are actually coming in to help us do that. And those that are signing up from Copan, you should get a little flyer that tells you the exact time to pick up.
Yeah, so yeah, we're giving sure them away with the application. So stick that in the front page of the application on your refrigerator so you don't forget.
Yeah,
because if you got two or three kids, I know, I've raised them, I forget.
Gee whiz. And Carol, I know you said that you have special volunteers, but I feel all your volunteers are special.
Oh, yes, but we have extra ones coming in that day.
Well, this is a lot of work, and for those that have not witnessed it, if you're there for 5 minutes standing in the corner, you will be totally amazed.
Well, and we pray for cooler weather, because I'm telling you, you know, the board puts the little canopy things out along, because I'm telling you, they're wrapped around the church. Everybody's going to get that signs up, they're going to get their backpack. Don't show up if it's over 80 or 90 degrees. We don't want people passing out on the sidewalk. Come at 1. Don't come at 9 o'clock, because I guarantee you're going to get that child's backpack.
Come at 3 or 4.
Yeah.
We're there till 6.
Yeah, that's right.
It might be hotter, but you'll stand in line less.
Well,
yes, you can come right
you
in
can
the door.
Come right in. And we don't, you know, I have to encourage my people at Agape to do the same thing, because they start lining up at 9:30, and it's like, guys, it's too hot out here. Go home. Everybody's going to get food to eat. Come back when you don't have to stand in line.
Yeah. Okay, proof of what do they need to bring as far as sign-up paperwork? It's pretty minimal, really.
You just need a photo ID. You'll need that number. You need all the information of where the child's going, what school, what grade, ages. And I think on the application, they even ask if mom has to work, put an approved person to pick up, and, you know, grandma's name and her ID, because you're going to have photo ID. We just want to make sure, it's not that we don't believe who you are, we just want to make sure that child gets their backpack and not somebody else.
So if mom signs up but grandma's coming to pick up the stuff, we want grandma's ID.
That's right.
And we do ask for some information on your income and the race, because some things that we apply for grants, like some statistics,
yes. Yeah.
And family size, even though, you know, you may have younger ones or some other ones living in your family. We want that for just for statistic purposes.
You know, and that's important for your grant, so that if you
yes.
get
yes.
If you can apply for a grant that serves, I don't know, families of five or more and they have to be Hispanic, then you want to show them.
You know, it's amazing the criteria for grants that you have to, you know, all the way from they only want to give a grant to 10 to 15-year-olds or only want to do girls or only want to do children that maybe their parents are incarcerated. I mean, you know, there's so many demographics that we have to give to apply for grants. And so, you know, we just ask for what's mostly asked for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is so important. And again, yes, we're going to, you know, ask for volunteers. We need you to come out and volunteer. But right now, the primary is two things. Number one, please sign up.
Get signed up.
And then also, you know, again, you need donated dollars to help fill those.
We need supplies or we need money. Actually, money probably is the best because of our purchasers. They can buy in quantity, whereas an individual cannot do that. And so they usually get a better price than I can go out and get. So money is wonderful.
Okay. PackTheBackpacksPlural.org.
Correct.
And you find all kinds of information. I think you can even download the paperwork, can't you?
Yes, the applications are online, but you can't fax them or
email them. No, you have to physically turn them in.
Yeah, you have to physically bring them in.
But to a representative.
You can have them mostly filled out before you
get there. Yeah, or you can stop in at one of these locations. You can pick it up. If you don't know all the information, go back home, fill it out correctly, and then bring it back to one of our agencies, Agape, Concern, or Mary Martha, and turn it in.
Okay, the final deadline, and by the way, it's only that final day at Agape.
Yes.
But you do have to be signed up by the end of the month. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. ONN.